Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are glad that you're here on a Friday. Hope you're having a great day. It's a regular practice day for the Falcons up there in Indy. So both teams got to work in against each other. They'll do their thing today, and then tomorrow they'll play that second preseason game. Thanks to Daniel Flick for joining us, Mike. And you know, he said that he thought the offense obviously was better yesterday. He spent a lot of time, and I think that's where the focus is, guys. Focus is on the offense. Not saying that the defense thing isn't important, but you got to figure, and I've said this, we spend all our money on that side of the ball right now, okay? That's where all the star power is, outside of Jesse Bates. Obviously, Jalen Walker is a star in the making, but he's not on the field. JPJ is not going to be on the field for the first 8 weeks.
Right.
The money is on the offensive side of the ball. The funny thing is, that's what's supposed to be carrying us. We should be scoring points. We should have one of the most feared offenses in the NFL. And even last season, before camp, or actually when camp started, Michael Penix, his quote was, hey, we have one of the best offenses in the league. And then we didn't.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, the debate, and every time we go down this road, people have, you know, they get in their feels, and we get the text messages and stuff. I mean, look, Carl said something earlier in the 2 o'clock hour that is 100% accurate. Is that hateful? You guys really are soft. Instead of yesterday, you said he hasn't established himself.
No.
Because he hasn't. You know, we can break down, and we have things that are in his control, things that were beyond his control. Like Zach Robinson not helping him by getting the play in, you know, in a timely fashion. You know, guys responding to when he actually did the right thing, made the right call, audibled out, and guys have their head up there, took us. You know, whether it was Darnell Mooney or Pitts at times. You know, there's things that, you know, his footwork that are on him. Bad footwork, throwing flat-footed, making lazy throws in the Carolina game. You know, there's a lot of stuff. It's not one. You cannot say that he had a good season. There's no way. Was he ahead of the game as far as touchdowns, interceptions? Yes. But you can't say it was satisfying. You can't say it was solid. You can't say it was definitive. And I don't know how any of that is hateful, mean-spirited, or incorrect.
Yeah. 9 touchdowns in 8 games. And Mike, I think the bigger question for all of us, okay, is he a franchise quarterback? Because that's why they drafted him.
Right.
That's where this is. And that's what has yet to be proven. So that part of it is, you know, that's in question right now. And hopefully we get to figure this out. But as Daniel said, no news today, and I don't think it's going to happen today, to be honest with you. I don't think they're going to release anything. I think we'll get past this preseason game, and then tomorrow, if it comes out, Mike, it'll be after the preseason game, maybe tomorrow afternoon, late. And then, right, you know, we go into next week. They'll be back here at Flowery practicing, and maybe the reports are, hey, we're seeing him every day.
Right. And the other part of this, and it's really not that complicated, guys, just anywhere outside of Atlanta where people, you know, have a different feeling and they are more objective about a quarterback battle, they look at it. And by the very fact that we've had this entire conversation all summer long is to the nature of why you shouldn't have drafted Michael Penix Jr. He's injury prone. He's played 8.5 games and he's still not ready to go. Hopefully that's all going to change within the next 72 hours. But it's still part of the problem, and part of why we don't have an answer at quarterback right now. We don't. You think he is. He's got to, number one, first thing first, play a full season. Check that box, right? Yeah, I'll give you one, because all quarterbacks at one point might miss a game here and there. But give me a full season. Give me a completion percentage. You know, be more accurate with your throws. If they check, 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 then we're good.
Yeah.
Then we can say, okay, we'll take the risk with the health. We'll get a durable backup in here, and let's go.
Right. And makes the decision easier moving
right
forward instead of
right
difficult. Because as much as many of you are like, hey, I'd rather be in the draft, I don't like either one of these guys, whatever your opinion may be, that makes the decision hard. You better get the right guy when you start saying those things. And we know how many teams have gotten the wrong guy. Look at the Penix draft in itself. Go look at the quarterbacks taken in that draft and look at the success rate and look at the guys that have panned out.
Right.
It's hard, guys.
It's a 50-50 shot. That's why, I mean, look, as much as I've said, Carl, and you and I have debated, you know, as our next quarterback in this draft in 2027, it's a crapshoot. At the best, it's a 50-50 shot. Right? Caleb Williams, first year, they were saying it was a disaster in Chicago. Finally gets a coach who can work with him. Yeah, that's on Chicago. That's a franchise situation.
Right.
Jaden Daniels looks like rookie. I mean, all world. And then the second year takes a big step back. Can't stay healthy. So I'm not ready to crown Jaden Daniels. Drake May went to a Super Bowl. I mean, that speaks for itself. And it's a good team. It's with a good crew. Michael Penix, we just talked about. J.J. McCarthy, not as good a resume coming out of college as Mike, but Minnesota thought he was their guy. In a million years, and you and I talked about this back in 24, I never would have thought Bo Nix would be the guy he is right now. And again, he's also got a tremendous – he's got the best – he might be a creep. He's got the best offensive-minded coach maybe next to Sean McVay in the league.
And he's helped develop him. There's no doubt. Bo's not making those mistakes that we've seen other guys make. Part of that is the coaching of Sean McVay.
Right.
All right, guys, more about this coming up. We got other stories to get to, including what's going on around the NFL. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Raiders beat the Texans 22-20, but don't get it twisted. It wasn't a great night for Fernando Mendoza. In fact, he had a great completion and then, whoa!
Mendoza play fake, and he throws one over the middle. It's picked off. Here we go. Across the 40, the 50, it's Woodass. The 40 of the Raiders, the 30. Mendoza trying to chase him down at the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. Does he get in? Yes! Touchdown! Officials
Wade
checking the
Woodass
sideline.
To the house!
Yes!
You always love when the color commentator steps all over the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, it happens, man. Texas play-by-play guy. That's Mark Vandermeer. Rock and roll. That's his signature phrase.
Like
has
it.
Been for many years.
I dig it.
What did Mendoza say about this and what he learned about the Texans?
Yes. It was play-action play and went through my progression. Probably should have checked it down to the flat. Saw the flat player relate to him. And at that point, I started backing up and through the check down to Mike Washington, and it was not a good throw. We weren't on the same page, and it was a interception.
Wade Woodass out of Clemson.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Right? Remember that dude?
That's right. Meanwhile, Mendoza talked about what he has learned in these preseason games, and specifically what he learned from last night.
I came away that there's a lot of more learning to do, and that although that maybe he had a lot of success at another level, that this level's a whole step further, and that the margins are so small, and that, you know, one tiny mistake can lead to catastrophe. So I want to make sure that best serve my teammates and get better from these experiences.
You'd start him? You'd start the kid?
I just think if you have
know Cousins' family is listening.
Hi, Kirk. And by the way, we've mended fences. We're all friends.
Oh, yeah.
Why waste time? There's nothing you're – I mean – Kirk may say he's going to help out. Michael said, you know, he was politically correct, said Kirk helped him. Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Are you really sponging up everything? Is Kirk really?
Kirk is a jerk. Kirk is a jerk.
I don't know who that was.
Who joined in there?
That was you. Sounds like you.
Is a jerk.
Kirk is a jerk. Sorry, the Cousins family, if you're listening up there.
We were hot. We were upset.
Things were so good. We're in first place. We're going to win the division. And then things went south.
And then he lied.
I know. Again, Raheem wasn't a silent partner. Raheem could have actually, you know, had some balls and made a decision once in his frigging life on this thing. But anyway, sorry, I digress.
I know.
But, yeah, I just think you don't learn anything from watching. You know, some guys say, look, Jordan Love, you know, Aaron Rodgers was in that weird spot with Brett Favre, and it wasn't like Brett Favre was warm and fuzzy with Rodgers. So either way, if you got the skill set, you can do it. I think also, if you were in some of those games, look, Carson Beck, you know, we debate, was there bad throws? Some were bad throws with Georgia. Some were just bad receiver play and drop balls. But Carson Beck played in some big games. And right now, he looks at a small sample size like he could be ready for the NFL. I think Mendoza played in some big moments, Carl. He won games. I mean, it was grinding at times for Indiana, like that Big Ten championship, the national championship. I think the stage isn't too big for him. I let him rip.
I think he's prepared for this. Right. I'm with you on that. What did Clint Kubiak, that's the Raiders coach, have to say about his quarterback, his rookie quarterback, Fernando Mendoza?
Yeah, the response doesn't – that doesn't – that's who he is. I think the defensively they covered the play really well, and the backer did a great job stepping in front of our check down. I got to go watch it. But, yeah, the response is what we come to expect from him.
Yeah, I know the Raiders. This is transition. They got some growing pains to go through regardless of who the quarterback is. I think some of this is also can we protect Cousins or Mendoza enough that we don't get the kid beat up. But right. I wanted to see what C.J. Stroud was going to do because he was awful to end the season last
year. Right. Think about that. We just talked about that Steeler game with B-Mac last hour. He did everything in his power to give it right back to the Steelers. I mean, he has got to have a major resurgence this season.
I agree. And I'll tell you guys this before the season starts. He has the best defense in the NFL. You heard it here. They're good. And they're going to be good again this year. If they don't get there, it's going to be because of C.J. Stroud. They've done everything to improve around him. Here's what his head coach, D'Amico Ryan, said about his performance last night.
Playing C.J., I wanted to see him come out, get some live reps with the first offensive line, just see him get in rhythm, have some efficient plays, and he did exactly, you know, what we expected him to do. And that's the reason you just go get those live reps for him, so it's not the first time that they're rolling out versus Buffalo.
Mike, he played with confidence. I know, again, it's a drive, but this is what we've been waiting to see with our team. He came out, man, he's slinging that thing around. There was a chance, there was a one play where he runs. It looks like he's going to run. He's like, nah, I'm going to dump it off. Boom.
Right.
He was playing like the C.J. Stroud we saw his rookie year when he set those records, and everybody said, oh, God, this dude is special.
Right.
Right? That's what he looked like last night. And then we saw Jaden Daniels come in his rookie year and do the same thing. So that's how this, that's what I want to see. I want to see that confidence from our offense where you're moving the football and things are clicking, and I saw that from the Texans.
Still wish we had drafted Davis Mills in 2021. I think we might have had our heir apparent to Matt Ryan.
He's still there.
Still there. When he gets his shots, he does pretty well with it. Last night, I mean, I don't know if you stayed up to watch San Francisco and the Chargers, man. I watched a little bit of that. Oof.
Did Herbert play?
Yeah, if you didn't see it, that game was absolute whooping. And San Francisco, we got to see Justin Herbert for one series, one of two for nine. And then they get the hook. But I said Mac Jones was in there for much of it. But Brock Purdy did start four of six. So again, all the guys projected to start got their series and then got out of there. But, you know, the 49ers, they had a lot of injuries, man. I mean, everybody's talking about 49ers running it. You know, Chargers have injuries. They lost their center. All those, you know, reports, you know, about what McCaffrey has been sort of holding in, sort of, in his bag about wanting more money since Jameer and our guy, Bijan, reset the market.
Yeah.
But anyway, 49ers do run, or just like poop through a goose, 41-17.
Tonight, by the way, more preseason football. Jets at Steelers. You get Panthers at Jags, if you're curious to watch a little bit of the Panthers in our division. That's going to be, I think, on ESPN Unlimited, if you have that package. Packers at Broncos at 9 o'clock on NFL Network. And also, we found out the Lions are unsure if Sam LaPorta is going to be available for week one, the season opener, as he deals with an injury at a recent practice. Dan Campbell saying it's a little flare-up. That's an interesting team, too, Mike. And we're going to have our breakdowns here in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to opening, you know, the season. Lions window, man. That's a good football team. And look, I don't know if this is their last go, but, Mike, this has been a build-up, and you made that run.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And then you kind of fell off last year.
Look, Lions fans, and my Aunt Matilda is one, Carl, goes back to Dan Campbell's over-aggressiveness against the 49ers in the NFC Championship that came back to bite him. You know, that's going back 2 years. You know, and then there's moments that you got to tell us. We know about moments.
That's right.
So it's a good question about Detroit.
Hey, man, Mike makes a great point. We were just having a conversation in the break, as we normally do. And he said, why? Why? It just doesn't make any sense. Stay there. We'll tell you what it is next.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.